Now, there's a direct ratio between the amount of facsimiles or energy masses a person has and his ability to communicate. There's a direct ratio between these two things. The more energy masses and more facsimiles which a person has, whether white or green or purple, or whether they're black curtains or actual apparent solid objects, we don't care what these are, the more energy mass the individual has, the worse off he is. It's a direct index. This fellow, he runs a concept and gets a flow past his face. You know, he feels something moving past his face. Ah, we've got a case of energy masses. How did they get there? They got there by the thetan directing his attention in various directions, manufacturing energy the while. And you're going to process this case as a preclear, this thetan, in such a way that he sprays out new energy masses around his body? That'd be a curious thing, wouldn't it? And yet, you know, there are processes that you could run, not any listed in intensive procedures, which would lead an individual to immediately mock up more and more and more and more energy masses in the vicinity of his body. You could actually artificialize his condition. He's as well off as he doesn't have to have energy masses. He has to have energy masses to the degree that he believes he cannot create a space of energy. See, that's a direct index. So we find somebody who has large floating ridges and that sort of thing, and this individual is having just that much difficulty. Just that much. Direct index. No question about it, and no exceptions. Doesn't matter what manifestation we're exhibiting at the particular moment, a person is as bad off as he has these energy masses, which are not placed but are floating. You could say they're floating energy masses, because everywhere he walks, he's got them. Now, he's as well off as he can simply take or leave the walls and other items of the physical universe where he finds himself. See, he can take them or leave them, see them or not see them at will. Now, he's well off when he can do that. Now, what process would you tailor up in order to accomplish this? Well, you could just simply have a preclear sitting in a chair and looking around the room, spotting spots. You know, you spot spots in the wall, and spot spots, and spot spots, and spot spots. It's a fantastic technique. It'll do quite a bit for a preclear. Just have them sit there and look at the walls and spot spots. Well, actually, you can start adding to this the moment that you have him get up and walk around and pick out the spots and touch them and then break communication with them. And HC is actually a gradient scale. HC's opening procedure is a gradient scale of getting this done. But there is an additional process that could go along with this. You could make him close his eyes and have him start checking off spots in the environment. The case that has had his perception turn on very fully and then promptly turn off, and has never been on since, has simply practically scared himself out of his wits. See, his perception turned on, and that was too much isness. He could see everything too clearly, and this made him nervous, it upset him, it disturbed his thetan digestion and has made him very, very unhappy. And what is this? This is just simply a case of too much, and he said, it isn't. He said, not is, and took a look at all this environment and said, dull down. Get real dull. It's better be unreal around here. It's just too bright, it's too loud, and so on. Well, what happens if we have this person sitting there in the chair with his eyes shut and we just have him look around the room? You know, have him look around and spot spots in the room. All right, a facsimile shows up. We just have him go on spotting spots in whatever he can see, which is, we're still heading at the room. We don't suddenly stop and say, oh, you got a lot of blackness. Let's spot some spots in the blackness. No, you just keep hounding him for some sort of a perception of the room. That's what you want. And He keeps spotting spots in the room and spotting them and spotting them and spotting them and spotting them. Just that, no more. Spotting them behind him, above him, below him. If you don't watch him a little bit, he'll spot them all in front of him. You've got to direct his attention behind. That's thetan has a 360-degree periphery of vision. There is no behind, get thee behind me, thetan, situation.